This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirming his commitment to buy Russian missiles in the face of renewed warnings from NATO ally, the United States about sanctions, Ankara and Washington remain on a collision course. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties. Washington claims the S-400 missiles will compromise U.S.-made military defense systems used by Turkey, in particular the F-35 fighter jet. Pentagon has warned that delivery of the F-35 planes to Turkey, which is a co-producer of the aircraft, is in jeopardy with any deployment of the Russian missiles. U.S. President Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani from the White House.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it disrespectful.
Unworthy of the presidency of the United States.
House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson says it's a reminder the Trump immigration agenda is not about keeping the nation safe, but about partisan politics and simply being cruel. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli planes targeted a military position near the province of Hama in Syria for Saturday, but Syrian air defenses intercepted and downed some of the rockets, according to Syrian state television. Citing military sources on a news agency in Syrian state television said that the Israeli aircraft had targeted one of their military positions. This is VOA News. The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks is competition.
The race to 5G is a race America must win, and it's a race, frankly, that our great companies are now involved in. We've given them the incentive they need. It's a race that we will win.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it in a decade-long extension of an existing program. U.S. stocks closed near record highs Friday as the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, reported higher-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that he will give the U.S. until the end of the year to make a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks, warning of very bleak and very dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. Speaking to a session of North Korea's rubber-stamp parliament, Kim also said that he is open to a third summit with U.S. President Trump, but only if the U.S. changes its attitude, according to North Korean state media. Mr. Trump this week said that he is considering another meeting with Kim, but insisted the U.S. would not relax sanctions until North Korea gives up its nuclear arsenal. The talks have been stalled since a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended in no deal. North Korean officials have since threatened to pull out of the talks and restart nuclear and missile tests. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday, a day after announcing the military takeover. The Major General Awad Mohamed Ahmed bin Ulf, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces, and he appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, he said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting in control of the nation. Secretary's on a 3-day trip that takes him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.